Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast, the number one manufacturing and industrial-related podcast in the universe. That is my story. That is what I'm sticking to. I have no data to back it up from a universe perspective, but what the heck? I might as well just plant that flag, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. This particular podcast, this particular platform is dedicated to you, the industrial and manufacturing professionals, the companies that get it done. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You're changing lives and you're changing the world. Thank you very much for what you do. And we celebrate you on this particular podcast each and every day because you need to be celebrated because you're absolutely spectacular. Coffee in hand. I'm ready to get cracking. Let me just take a sip because it's delicious. All right. I have got some information to sort of share with you right now, and that is we're going to be doing these more often, these lives. And one of the reasons for that is, of course, it's a different type of content where if you're an industrial or manufacturing professional, your company, whatever you might be, and you're trying to be bold, be brave, dare greatly, you're going to have to up your digital game. And part of that is you're just going to have to step out of your comfort zone and you're going to have to be able to do some of these things called lives and dedicate yourself and feel uncomfortable and not do a good job here and there, but it doesn't matter. You're doing something that is really necessary. Hi, Nancy. Thank you very much for joining. And yeah, Peter, thank you very much for joining too as well. Now, what this means is that for me, the Industrial Talk podcast can be more efficient in generating content for partners such as Hitachi Ventara and others. And for you name it, for people who have been on the podcast, this is a great opportunity to be more efficient at creating the content. And so when I start doing podcasts, I can do them live. Now I'll continue to do the podcast the other way, the normal way, via Zoom with interviewees. Now I'm going to be doing the same thing here with interviewees going forward as well. I just think it just brings out greater human element. It's just better. That's all. That's how I feel. And in this world of digital numbness, in this world of content, I don't know, fatigue and webinar fatigue, how do you gain the attention that you need to make more money? Because right now, we're in a really an interesting time, this next normal. Now, it's going to be different going forward, but this next normal is that we're just trying to survive. How do we rebuild in this next normal, right? What are the tools, strategies, and people to collaborate with in this next normal so that you can prosper, right? Gain market share, do what you need to do, whatever it might be. It is important to be able to do something like that. And that's why this platform is important. But more importantly, you're just going to have to up your digital game. You're going to have to do more. You're going to people interact or engage with people. Rarely do companies and people engage with companies. So anyway, you get the picture. It's going to happen and you're going to have to up your digital game. You're going to have to post more because I think and I believe to create a true business of resiliency, to create a business that has long-term opportunity, you're going to have to leverage the available tools that are available at your fingertips to be able to grow your business. And that is a digital strategy. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater with their other strategies. You're just going to have to increase this particular strategy. Now, onto the topic at hand. Well, one, over hundreds of opportunities to speak with great professionals, hundreds. And there are themes that have really sort of evolved and grown and grew out of this whole COVID situation. And it is this. One, people want to retain the talent that they need to retain, whatever that strategy looks like, because companies realize that they need talent too. You need to manage that risk, manage whatever that risk looks like, put a wall around it, get rid of it, whatever that risk is, especially now. You're in the trenches right now to try to be more efficient by saving more money and really being very frugal with the money that you're spending. Because unfortunately, the revenue that you had expected is decreased dramatically. Maybe some other. I don't know. It's either or. But the reality is that you're going to have to figure out in this next normal, how do you make money? And I think that we're already at that point to try to figure out how do you make money? What are the strategies that are needed to be deployed so that you could create a business of resiliency going forward? Because right now we're in, you know, survival mode, and then we want to rebuild, and then how do we prosper? And that gets me to the point of conversation right now. I believe the real key to this is, because I've had this conversation with many, and that is companies and individuals will have to collaborate, not just internally, not just with the trusted resources and people that you have internal to your organization. Valuable, don't get me wrong, valuable. But two, how do you collaborate with companies outside of your company to be able to come up with solutions that you truly need, right? So you're going to have to, I think pre-virus, everybody sort of stepped back. You know, I'm all happy, revenue's coming in, everything's fine. And then the pandemic hits, and now what do we do? And I've realized, and the people that I've interviewed, hundreds, have come to the conclusion that collaboration is a big and more important component to your business and the success of your business and the livelihood of your business going forward. Now, what does that mean? So I collaborate. So I am going to find individuals that I might have a little slice of the answer, but I guarantee you, your customers might have another component, another piece of that puzzle. You reach out to your prospects saying, hey, and be vulnerable, be transparent, be truthful in these interactions, because people are at that particular point. And this is just coming from hours and hours of conversation and content creation with leaders within industry and manufacturing. You got to do that. The other components that are associated with that is you got to innovate. Now, if you're collaborating with people that are external to your particular organization and you're having meaningful dialogue, meaningful conversations, then a conversation to have is, one, you're going to have to figure out innovative solutions, not just from a technology point of view, but it is important, but also from the point of view of how do you deal with people? What are innovative type of solutions to work with people, to work with companies, to work with customers, to work with prospects? All of these are vitally important to your business and the resiliency of your business. And it comes through, again, collaborating, reaching out, doing it today. No, doing it tomorrow. Does that make sense? I don't see any other way, because nobody's really gone through this. So one, we collaborate internally and externally. And I guarantee you there are other companies, other individuals that truly want to collaborate, and they're looking for help, and they want to be vulnerable, and they want to be transparent, and then they want to be all of the stuff that you want in a relationship going forward. The other part, the third part, is education. Now, over this past months, whatever it might be, people have learned how to use Zoom. People have learned how to really crank out the webinars. People have learned out, and companies have learned, in a desire, in an effort to try to create some sort of attention. The conferences are not happening, right? The conferences are not happening. So what do I do? How do I digitally press that flesh? And so there's been a learning curve that has happened, but you can't stop educating. You're going to have to learn about these emerging technologies. You're going to have to learn about these new strategies that are innovative when it comes to working with organizations. And you're going to have to collaborate. It all comes together. If you collaborate, you're innovating. If you collaborate, you're educating. And if you're innovating, you're educating. You get the picture. But the most important component to this whole thing is speed. There has to be a sense of urgency right now, because I think that companies who are taking this approach, who are not frightened of making a mistake, putting themselves out there, getting back up, doing it again, keep on moving forward, and being vulnerable, being transparent, and having the collaboration with other companies will succeed and garner greater market share. Now we haven't been to that point, but I guarantee you that is where people are going to go, and you're going to have to do that. I hope that clears it up, because I'm telling you, if you're not, this podcast, this platform completely is about collaboration. It is completely about innovation, and it is completely about education, right? We have to come together as a community to be able to do all of that, because I know I'm dependent on you. I know I'm dependent on your success. I know that people are dependent on your success, and anything that can be done, that can be, I don't know, just constantly put out there is important. But I just challenge you to be collaborative, innovative, and constantly educate with a sense of speed and urgency, so that you're in survival mode, you can rebuild, and you can prosper going forward. And then you can bring in money. You need to bring in money. I hope that clarifies a lot of things. Now, we're going to go on into just some business. That's what we talked about. And now we're going to be talking into the latest podcasts that are out there, because we're about education, right? We're about education. You go to industrialtalk.com. Everything is out there. It is free, everything. And it is brought to you by incredible leaders who have put themselves out there, who have a desire to collaborate, who have a desire to innovate. And I'll give you an example. There are two. One, when we start talking about Process Miner, we're looking at, I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Kareem Porak. Now, what they do is they do some AI, phenomenal AI stuff in the manufacturing. These are heroes of manufacturing, along with a lot of others. But it's free. There it is. You can listen to it. You can understand. You even have access to Kareem, because Kareem has committed to the fact that he's there to help. And that just makes complete sense. It makes complete sense. The other podcast that I want to bring to your attention, of course, is with Bill Shimarzo and Kirk Bourne. Bill is with Hitachi Vantara. Kirk is with Booz Allen Hamilton. And they are some of the leaders in data analytics and data transformation and all of the stuff that's right around Industry 4.0. But they're deep into data. That's innovative. And if you're not engaged in doing innovative work like that, if you're not looking at data, some company is going to come by and say, I'm into data, and I'm going to look for it, and I'm going to just really run with it. Those two, along with many other professionals within that space, see the tremendous value within data, the economic benefits. So those two podcasts are out there. And then the third one is with Delta Systems, Joey Arnold. Now, he's the president of Delta Systems, and they are just doing incredible work from a manufacturing point of view. All you have to do is go out to industrialtalk.com, because you're already committed to collaborating, you're already committed to innovating, and you're always committed to educating. Go out there and just listen to these leaders talk about what they're doing to collaborate, what they're doing to innovate, and what they're doing to educate, not just themselves, but also their team, their valuable resources. They're all out there, plus many, many, many other podcasts, all focused on those particular topics. Now, it brings up a good point that I need to bring up and just sort of, you know, bring to your attention. One, you're going to have to do more virtually. You're just, this whole two-finger COVID, virtual, boom, you're going to have to do it more virtually. And you're going to have to post more. You're going to have to gain greater attention. You're going to have to be actively seeking, just putting content out there. I'll give you a great example. Bill Shimarzo and Kirk Bourne, the ones that I spread, they're out there all the time. They are industry leaders in what they do. They see it. They just know that you're going to have to put out more. And I challenge you to do that. You're going to have to put out more. Do that. All right. Next on the topic, we're going to be talking about some of the topics that have come to my attention during my interviews outside of Industry 4.0 data and all the other stuff. With COVID, there has been a real disruption within the supply chain and the supply chain industry. Logistics, supply chain, sourcing, all of the components associated with that, right? You saw it when you went to the store and things weren't on the shelf. It's because the supply chain was impacted by this particular pandemic, and rightly so. So we're going to be kicking up a supply chain podcast. It's under Industrial Talk, but it's going to be a series on supply chain, and it's with those wonderful people at Cap Logistics. I've had the fortunate and wonderful honor to be able to work with Cap Logistics on many sales and marketing initiatives, and I can say without a doubt, they're leaders within this particular space. When you start talking about onshore, reshoring, nearshoring, all of the components of my supply chain, what do I do? Where's my portfolio? Do I source some from South America? Do I bring it over from Asia? What do I do? These are important conversations to have. And the only way you're going to do it is collaborate. Collaborate with leaders within that space to come up with a strategy for your business so that you can be resilient come, hopefully never again, come the next time around. Make sense? Supply chain series, Cap Logistics. The next one is we're going to be doing a utility series. It is also a conversation that is needed. We take this for granted. We take the fact that we flip the switch, power's on, everything's fine. It's stable, all of that good stuff. The women and men of utilities need to be celebrated, just like we're doing with Heroes of Manufacturing, the utility series. And because of my background, because I was a lineman, a transmission lineman, journeyman, it's right in my wheelhouse, and I love having those conversations. All right, some things to put on your calendar. All right, let's do this as I share this. This is a landing page, which I'll share with you at the end. It's not the best name, but it is what it is, Live Links. And what they do is it's like, okay, I've been a part of many webinars, conversations, but this one's just a little unique just because it's all, I'm just offering it out there. Here you go. Fantastic. And many of the items, I just want to get to them quickly. So here are the podcasts. Hey, check that out. There's Kareem Porak, Shimarzo, Bourne. They're all there. Go. It's all at one location. So you just go there. Events on the calendar. Here are a couple of things. Hitachi Ventara, delivering on bottom line, realizing the economic value of data. You can register there, and it goes right to the registration. No strings attached. I just believe, and it's brought, Shimarzo is going to be doing it. And I believe that it's just important that you get to know more about the economic value of data. Just go there. It just makes it simple. You don't have to search around. The same one is speed discovery, comprehension, and trust of data at scale. A big topic. If you're into the data, if you're looking at data, if you're dealing with data, and you want to do more with data, here is an opportunity for you to learn more. And it's learning, right? Because we're about collaboration, innovation, and education with speed. Boom. All right. We've got also a supply. It's a virtual conference brought to you by the University of Colorado, as well as Cap Logistics. Got it. And it is, how do you, you know, the adapting of coronavirus supply chain disruption. How do you adapt to that? How long will it go on? What do you need to do? How do you maintain a business of resiliency going forward? Here is an opportunity for you to jump on. It's free. Do it. Get to know it. And we've just got to educate. Just got to educate. Next one down. Fluke Reliability is putting on Accelerate 20 virtual. It's virtual. The link is right there. go to it, boom, register. And I'm telling you, Fluke, the professionals at Fluke, everybody, the company, great people. And they're putting on a wonderful, an absolutely wonderful virtual conference that's going to be unique and that I highly, highly recommend that you attend. Right there. Just go right there. And then the last one is because the components that we are concerned about from a business perspective, and this is just as a result of me trying to figure out where does this platform fit in light of all of the challenges that are taking place. Gradigy, a great company. Lisa Ryan is the founder and chief gratitude. Anyway, she's wonderful. Anyway, they got an employee retention summit. I'm speaking at it, but register there. And it's featuring some great people. It's all there. So there's no reason why you shouldn't, absolutely should not engage, because you're about collaboration, innovation, education. Try to convince me otherwise is absolutely unheard of. Okay, the next one, which is just, I'm fascinated by this, and I've been very fortunate to be able to. Let's see, I'm losing. There it is. Okay, so I'm going to share this with you. Well, let me just sort of. So I'm going to share this with you. Here we go. It's thinking. It's brought to you by Deloitte. Deloitte's State of Consumer Tracker. Okay, here it is. Here's the link, right? Here's the link. This is what you get. You get a tool that Deloitte, and it's just right there. And you could sit there and slice and dice the data in a way that gives you a great view of where countries and consumers feel about. And it just goes on and on and on with incredible information backed up by data. Again, data seems to be it. So it's all there. And I'll be interviewing Leon Peters, which is a partner at Deloitte, who put this particular incredible product for you. Again, it's out there for you to help make tactical and strategic decisions. I'm stunned. All out at that website, live links. So I'll have that out there. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Moab Foundation. Now, this is an interesting thing with Rob Tiffany. And what we're looking at, where he's looking at, he started this particular foundation. And one of the things that came to my realization is, one, how do you take all this great innovative technology? How do you talk about Industry 4.0? And how do you keep your finger on the pulse of this stuff? Because it's traveling fast. How do you educate? And how do you collaborate with great people? Rob is right in that, right there. You want to reach out to Rob Tiffany. Amazing stat car. He's with Ericsson, but he started the Moab Foundation. And what they do is, like, for me, I always had this question of, like, hey, great, this is all great tech. It's all fantastic. What does that mean? How's that helping the world? Where is that helping the world? What about parts of the world that are just not, that are in need of this and yet don't have the resources to really do it? Moab Foundation. And so you go out to moabfoundation.org, find out more. We're going to be working with them on the educational component and a portion of partners that are part of the Industrial Talk podcast, the marketing side. A portion of their partnership also goes to the Moab Foundation, because I think technology can truly transform lives and will transform the world. I hope everybody is all on board with that. Now, I've got one last dealio, and this is work in progress. So I've been in this salt mine for such a long time, doing podcasts, having a great time, interviewing great leaders, great within industry, within manufacturing, associations. I've been living the dream. And we've developed and created humanizing content that is from the interview. And one of the components that is missing is a real sort of a place to put a lot of the interviewees' written material, reports, blogs, things that were highlighted within the podcast, and now over here, we can put it here. This is work in progress, as you can see, but you get the fact that if you're on the podcast, if you become a podcast interviewee, I'm going to be asking for articles so that we can put them out there to promote you and your company and what you're doing. Because once again, if I'm all about the collaboration, if I'm all about innovation, and if I'm all about this platform, all about education, and it is to celebrate the women and men of industry and manufacturing and provide education that'll make them a success, this is also part of it. And it's all out on industrialtalk.com. But, you know, if you say, Scott, I want to get on the podcast, I want to talk about anything. I've had so many different conversations. I'm going to be asking you for blogs and information that will fill this. And it's a living, breathing, growing thing for people. I will highlight positive COVID information. And this is just placeholders, right? So you can banner placeholder. The interviews, it's there to promote you, your company, and what you guys are doing to help positively impact the world. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Okay, I remember you saying, Scott, how do I find all this stuff? And I said, okay. I want you to go to industrialtalk.com/live links. And this is going to be a podcast because we're all about repurposing and making this platform. So now that we're on the same page, here's the funny thing. No, I don't want that one. There we go. Here's the funny thing. I'm sitting here and I can create this live. I can also repurpose it into a podcast and do other things with it, slice it and dice it. You're going to have to be efficient with your podcast. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted because I'm trying to play music on the way out. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you very much for being a part of the Industrial Talk Podcast Live Edition. We'll still have all the regular stuff. We'll be doing Zooms. We'll be doing everything. And then we're going to be talking a lot about putting on some better webinars. How's that? That's a big jihad for me. Yeah, use that. I'm going to. Anyway, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. There's what I'm going to challenge you. Hang out with people that are bold. Hang out with people that are brave. Hang out with people that dare greatly. They're out there. They want to hear from you, and they want to hang out with you too. And if you do that, you're changing your mind. You're changing your attitude about the challenges that exist out there, which is very important. Very important. It's all about a mental game here. Thank you very much. Be safe. And thank you very much once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We're going to be back with another great interview shortly.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.